text 2. You will hear two children talking about what to do during an amazing race.
Before you listen to text 2, read questions 3 and 4 now. Listen to text 2 and answer questions 3 and 4.
Gauri, can you help me check the clues? Mr. Tan says we must start at a place which helps us tell the time before going to the fence full of plants, right?
Yes, Peter. I think Mr. Tan also said we have to take a picture at the first stop before we proceed to the second one.
Oh, here we are at the first stop. The clock tower. Quick, take a picture of it.
Done. Where do we go from here?
Look, the fence of curly creepers. That's our second stop, right? We have to get a pail from this stop and bring it to our next destination, which is some way after the low bushes. Then we fill it with water to carry to the fruit orchard. Where is the water?
At the waterfall, of course. Let's go there right away. We'd better not waste time stopping at the fruit orchard on the way there, since our pail is empty now.
Question 3. Which of the three lines shows the route of the amazing race? Question 4. Which picture shows where the competitors will collect a pail to fill with water later?
Listen to text 2 again.
Gauri, can you help me check the clues? Mr. Tan says we must start at a place which helps us tell the time before going to the fence full of plants, right?
Yes, Peter. I think Mr. Tan also said we have to take a picture at the first stop before we proceed to the second one.
Oh, here we are at the first stop. The clock tower. Quick, take a picture of it.
Done. Where do we go from here?
Look, the fence of curly creepers. That's our second stop, right? We have to get a pail from this stop and bring it to our next destination, which is some way after the low bushes. Then we fill it with water to carry to the fruit orchard. Where is the water?
At the waterfall, of course. Let's go there right away. We'd better not waste time stopping at the fruit orchard on the way there, since our pail is empty now.